How about on a buggy, the things that come up alongside the horses? You know what those are called?
No, I know what you mean, but I don't know what they're called.
How about the instrument panel on an automobile? What do you call that?
Dashboard. He fell through the dashboard. Or he was driven through the dashboard.
He was in bad shape. What was this?
They're always writing about this.
How about a small compartment on the dashboard over on the right-hand side? What do you call that?
Glove compartment. Even though I suppose there are more pistols than gloves in this neighborhood in that thing. Still keep up the fiction that they're wearing gloves.
Now, do you know what a whiffle tree is, or on a wagon? I mean, this thing
no.
in the back. The thing that, well, I think it's the thing that the horses pull on. It comes across in the front.
No, so, I don't.
Okay. An automobile with two doors, what would you call that? Just in describing it.
Just two door and four doors, all I ever do, yeah. I know there's such terms as sedan and so forth, but I don't know what they mean.
How about the luggage compartment in the back of back of an automobile?
The trunk. Always finding people in them in this neighborhood, yeah.
you know, that's what
that's right.
I was talking to.
In fact, they found two the other day, and then one day they found three,
I
think.
I was thinking that this is going to be a good advertisement.
It was a new record.
For Oldsmobile, you know, Oldsmobile
yeah, you put your grandmother in there.
Start advertising in terms of the number of people that the trunk will hold, you know, the room, big roomy four body.
That's right. Yeah, it can be used professionally.
Big roomy four body trunk, sure. How about a vehicle used for the delivery of milk, pizza, cleaning, or parcel delivery? Would you have a name for that?
You mean panel trucks?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what I mean, but
I'm the
first person I've been able to elicit.
Panel trucks, yeah.
Well, how's the time? You want a couple more? We get a couple more things?
Yeah, sure. We get about 7 minutes or so.
Don't look too despairingly at this pile of paper.
No, that's all right.
If he was driving around with his truck, and he was back and forth with wood, coal, or dirt, you'd say he was doing what? Wood, coal, or dirt?
Hauling it.
Now, if as much wood or groceries as you could carry in both your arms, what would you call this? I have a. What? An arm what?
Say an armful.
Armful. And how about a half of, a half loaded truck? What would you call that? Do you have a name for that?
A half loaded truck.
How much does he have on the truck? He has a, what did you say? Just something like a half load or something like that?
Something like that, I believe.
Okay. How about the implement used on a farm to break up, to dig furrows with.
A plow?
Yeah. Now how about a small quad tool for breaking dirt in the garden with a small short handle? You know, have a name for that?
Should know what it is, but I can't think of it.
Okay. I talked to the semi-professional gardener last Wednesday who'd been using these for 40 years. Couldn't
name it.
I don't know what to call this thing. I never had to buy one.
Yeah.
How about a thing that's used to break up after the plow goes over? This thing goes over and breaks up the dirt into smaller pieces.